Does your career need a shot in the arm? Whether you're a compliance professional, an investment advisor, state or federal regulator, or just someone in the financial services space, the FINRA Institute at Georgetown CRCP program can be a great professional development opportunity. On today's episode, Georgetown's Jim Angel and FINRA's Patricia Albrecht tell us what makes the FINRA CRCP program so great. Welcome to FINRA Unscripted. From Washington, D.C., I'm your host, Caitlin Kiernan. I'm joined today by Jim Angel, an associate professor at the McDonough School of Business at Georgetown University, and Patricia Albrecht, a senior director in FINRA's Member Relations and Education Group. Together, Jim and Patricia run the Certified Regulatory and Compliance Professional, or CRCP, program at Georgetown University. Jim and Patricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, just to start us off, what is the CRCP program?
It is the Certified Regulatory and Compliance Professional Program. It is a two-week professional development program put on by Georgetown in conjunction with FINRA. And it is a really great program because it is a shot in the arm for a career of a compliance professional.
And I would say it is the premier program for compliance professionals. I don't think that there is really anything out there like it today.
You mentioned it's for generally compliance professionals. What can they expect to learn if they participate in the program?
Well, before we answer that, I should say that it is not only for compliance professionals. We do have people who are from the investment advisor space. We have industry regulators, both the federal government, we have state government regulators. We also have some international participants. It's really just for anybody who wants to and needs to, for their professional development or for their job, needs a comprehensive understanding of the securities laws and regulations.
Right. It's the Certified Regulatory and Compliance Professional Program. So it's not just compliance professionals, but regulatory professionals as well. So we have people from the industry. We have people from regulatory bodies, including the SEC and FINRA. We have people from international regulators. We have people from law firms. So it is a very diverse group.
And I would assume that they benefit from each other with their varied knowledge source during classroom discussions?
Absolutely. You know, one of the real benefits of this diverse crowd is that people learn from each other. The industry people learn from the regulators learn from the industry, and there is a lot of cross-pollinization that occurs in the classroom.
So how do FINRA and Georgetown partner on this program?
Well, we partner very well. We design the curriculum together. And we look for the most qualified professors and industry professionals to be the faculty. Jim takes the lead in a lot of identification of the faculty.
And so why is it important to work with Georgetown? Why doesn't FINRA just do it on its own?
Because I don't think that we would have the depth of experience that they do. We have a great understanding of the regulations and of the securities laws, but the academic portion of it is missing in FINRA. And I think Jim could probably expound on that as well.
Well, I was just going to say ditto on that part. FINRA is the expert on financial regulation, but we also bring an academic perspective. We talk about not only what do the rules say, but why the rules say what they do. So the participants understand not just what this week's rule set is, but have a broader understanding of financial regulation and why we're regulating, and also understanding the regulatory trajectory of where things are going, and also professional development, how to build a compliant organization. After all, compliance people have to deal with the fact that a lot of people view them as a cost center, as somebody getting in the way or just dealing with paperwork. And one of the real problems compliance professionals have is how do they take their knowledge of regulation and compliance, and how do they build a compliant organization in a cost-effective manner? So we also work on the professional development side for compliance and regulatory professionals.
And having an academic environment gives people an out-of-the-box experience. So they're not just talking to their regulator and saying, okay, I know I have a rule. What do I need to do to comply with it? They get to have an understanding of where it fits in the grander scheme of regulation and in the actual world when it comes to international regulation. And that's something that Georgetown has a unique perspective on.
Jim, you mentioned at the beginning that it's a two-week program. So what's the structure like? Is it two consecutive weeks, two non-consecutive weeks? And what could a potential participant expect from that?
All right. Week one is in July, and it's the fundamentals. So we cover the fundamentals of regulation, why we regulate, some of the basic rules that people have to follow. Then part two is in November. It's the capstone where we cover the material in more depth and more advanced. And we do it this way for a couple of reasons. For one thing, most of the people who attend are the kind of people their employers don't want to lose for 2 weeks in a row. So these are high performers, high potential people, and their employers really don't want to let them go, but these are the kind of people they feel are worth investing in.
And do you have to complete both weeks in the same year, or is there some flexibility there?
Well, we really encourage people to do it in the same year. But yes, there is some flexibility.
So with week one coming up in July, what can attendees expect? Do they have any prep work that they're expected to do ahead of the week?
Yes, this is a very rigorous program. It's not just like attending a conference where you sit back and relax, eat popcorn, and check the box. No, there are pre-readings that people do. And one of the things I love about teaching in this program is the students are very engaged. They work very hard. It's a very rigorous program. So what the students can expect is they come onto the Georgetown campus. It's very pleasant, modern, state-of-the-art facilities. And they do the readings. You know, we come in, we have our classes. There are also daily assessment exercises that people work together in a group. And this is part not only of the learning, but also of the networking. So at the end of the day, you get together with your group mates and work on that day's exercises. We continue all week doing this. And then Friday afternoon, there's the assessment, the test. So it is a rigorous program in which you not only have to show up and do the work, you also have to pass the test.
And to follow on what Jim has said, we usually tell participants that they need to expect to spend about 30 hours of work to prepare for the course before they come to Georgetown.
And Jim, you also mentioned that week one's the fundamentals. So Patricia, what can week one participants walk away knowing?
They're going to walk away knowing a lot of the fundamentals of the securities laws and the FINRA rules. So we cover insider training, we cover public offerings and private offerings, we cover a lot of the main FINRA rules, supervision and suitability. We look at books and records. And then towards the end of that particular week, we start to look ahead to week two, and Jim gives an introductory kind of FinTech 101 and kind of what to expect type of look right at the very end.
FinTech, that means you are keeping the program with the times and the latest developments?
Absolutely. That's part of the fun of teaching, in that this is a very dynamic industry that's always changing, so it's never really the same twice.
So before we move on to week two, I just wanted to ask you both, what is your favorite session during week one?
Well, it's like my children. They're all my favorites.
Well, if you had to pick.
I like insider trading because there are so many colorful stories there.
Yes, I think that's high interest for everyone. We just did a podcast on insider trading with Sam Drotty, and that was very popular. So you're not alone there. Patricia?
And I like some of the classes that we have added that have a leadership track to them. We have built in some of the effective communication and ethical leadership classes that you'll see in week one and also in week two. And they have really been popular with the latest class.
Great. So attendees aren't just learning the knowledge, they're also walking away with a little bit more leadership and experience as well?
Yes, because as Jim said, this is professional development. So you want to give them not only the book knowledge, but you also want to give them tools to apply to their professional development when they go back to work.
So week two is in November, and Jim, you called it the capstone. How was it different from week one?
It's more advanced than week one. In week one, we really do the fundamentals, how and why we regulate, what are the basic rule sets. In week two, we build on that, and we cover more of the professional development, more of building an ethical, compliant organization. But we also look into other topics, more fintech, more cybersecurity, more privacy issues, more cutting-edge issues of where regulation is going. Because we do live in a dynamic, changing world. Our financial markets are changing rapidly. And part of the goal is to develop people who see where the industry is going and who can help their organizations actually change with the times in a way that keeps them compliant in a cost-effective manner.
So, Patricia, is there also an assessment at the end of week two as well?
Yes, there is an assessment at the end of both weeks. And those people who pass the assessment for both weeks do graduate from the program and they do earn their CRCP designation.
And how big is each class of CRCP program participants?
They range on average about between 50 and 60, I would say.
How long have you guys been doing this program?
We have been running this program for nearly 20 years.
So you have quite the network of alumni at this point.
We have over 1,200 alumni.
And when you go to the FINRA annual conference, you can often spot the alumni by the ribbons on their badges.
And we have a luncheon just for the CRCP graduates and for those people who are interested in learning about the program.
Good to know. Just same question as for week one. Jim, what do you find to be the most interesting session during week two?
Well, I find the cybersecurity session to be most interesting and most scary at the same time.
Yeah, that's something that'll keep you up at night.
Yes.
How about you, Patricia?
I like the fintech classes and the cryptocurrency classes.
That's one of my classes.
So I was going to say that anything Jim teaches is my favorite.
No sucking up with the professor here. With week one sneaking up on us, what's the latest you can register to participate in week one, and where can someone go to sign up?
So the latest that people can register is the week before the program. We close the registration at that time. And people can find out information and also register for the program at finra.org/CRCP.
We'll put a link to that in our show notes as well. But it makes sense that you have to close it a little early so people can get that prep work pre-reading in before they arrive on campus. So now that we know what you're learning during the 2 weeks of the CRCP program, what would you say is the benefit of earning the CRCP designation?
Well, I think you get what I call the three C's of higher education. First of all, you get cutting-edge content. You're learning from regulatory professionals, advanced academics. You're really getting a better view of the content. But in addition to that, you get the contacts. You get the networking with the other people, with an alumni network over 1,200 strong of people who are other similar, high-potential, high-performing regulatory and compliance people. They're good people to know. And finally, you get the credential. It is a certification that not only has your employer deemed you worthy of investing in, you've passed a rigorous course of study, which shows that you are a certified regulatory and compliance professional.
Patricia, do you have any examples of how the CRCP program has benefited any attendees' careers?
I do. I know of one particular instance because she happens to be a friend of mine. She started in the program, learned a lot. She became the chief compliance officer of her company, ended up on several of FINRA's committees, and used some of her contacts to eventually go to a larger firm.
So 2 weeks is a lot of time. So I'm sure a lot of listeners might be wondering, does the program also count towards FINRA's continuing education requirements?
Well, the program has its own continuing education requirements, and it's not onerous. They are 12 continuing education credits for every 3 years, and it's often recreated materials that they can choose from. A lot of it they can do for free. If they want to knock it out all at once, they can come to the FINRA annual conference. That will give them 12 credit hours right there at that annual conference. But we allow FINRA podcasts, e-learning courses, live broadcasts of our FINRA conferences, as well as some of our on-demand content can be used.
And in addition, you can get CLE or CFP continuing education credit as well.
Right.
So from taking the program, you get those credits?
Yes.
Great. So what does a firm get out of sending one of their compliance professionals to the program? Like you said, Jim, it's 2 weeks is a long time to lose a strong employee.
You get many things. First of all, you get a better trained employee who has a better understanding of what's happening in regulation and who is better trained in actually applying that in a professional development context. Somebody who will be a better communicator, somebody who will be a better manager, somebody who will be able to perform more effectively within the organization. So you get a better employee. Furthermore, since the employee benefits, you have an employee who feels valued, motivated, and more productive. So it is not only good for the company and good for the employee, but it's also a great bonus for the employee because it says the company cares about you, the company is investing in you, and this is going to give you a much more motivated employee. And it is also motivation for the other employees in the organization to say, wow, this high performer got to go to the CRCP program. If I become a high performer, maybe they'll send me too. So it also serves as a bonus or reward that you can hold up for other employees in the future.
Either way, it's still a pretty significant investment. So, Patricia, are there scholarships available?
We do offer 5 scholarship positions for small firms, and there is a small firm application process.
Okay, so you can apply in August through October for the following year's program?
Usually the application process will open every August, and you can apply then. And it closes in general in October, early November.
Great. So our listeners can keep an eye out for August 2019 for the 2020 program.
Yes.
Jim, you mentioned that this program is often targeted at high performers. But at what point in their career is a typical program participant?
Well, clearly you wouldn't want to take this program fresh out of high school.
Maybe the SIE exam, but not CRCP.
Right. Oh, I passed the SIE, by the way.
That's good.
You'd want to have at least a few years of work experience so that you really know the industry. You know, we prefer to see that because one of the benefits is the students learn from each other. So we want people with a certain level of experience. You don't have to be on the edge of retirement, though, which is probably a little bit too late. So I'd say there's a fairly broad range.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think it depends, too, on the firm's size. So if you are a smaller firm, a lot of times we will actually see some of their chief compliance officers, their chief executive officers and presidents coming to the class. Medium-sized, larger firms, they're sending some of their senior compliance professionals who are going to be stepping into the shoes of a chief compliance officer or another C-level position.
Good to know. So just to wrap things up, this program is on a college campus. So I was just wondering, what's the atmosphere like?
What is the atmosphere like? Well, it's like on a college campus that, the dress is business casual. It's in a standard classroom in the McDonough School of Business. So it's basically like you're in grad school all over again.
So there's a little bit of fun involved as well?
We do have lots of fun.
Not all work and no play.
We do. We do have dinners with guest speakers, and we also do try to give them somewhat of the campus experience. It's hard sometimes to balance the desire and the need for them to spend the time learning with wanting them to experience more fun activities, but I think we do a really good job of blending the two.
And what's the benefit of being in Washington, D.C.?
The benefit of being in Washington, D.C., there are many benefits to being here. First of all, it is the nation's capital. So everything important is happening in D.C. The Securities and Exchange Commission is just around the corner. FINRA has a big presence here in the area. So it is really the center of financial regulation. And that makes it a good place to be, to come and visit, but it also makes it very easy for us to get the experts in regulation to be part of the program. So at the Georgetown Law Center, we have some of the best securities professors on the planet. We also have some of the best people at the Georgetown Business School. And the reason why we're here is because Washington is the place to be for financial regulation.
Yeah, I like to say that Washington brings a unique synergy of business enterprise and business regulation that you can't find anywhere else.
Well, Jim and Patricia, thanks for joining me to fill us in on the CRCP program and all it has to offer. If this episode has tempted you to enroll, check out the show notes for the link to where you could do so. And if you want to keep up on Jim's comings and goings, you can follow him on Twitter, where he's quite active at GUFinProf. From Washington, D.C., I'm your host, Caitlin Kiernan. Until next time.
Please note, FINRA podcasts are the sole property of FINRA, and the information provided is for informational and educational purposes only. The content of the podcast does not constitute any FINRA rule or amendment or interpretation to such rules. Compliance with any recommended conduct presented does not mean that a firm or person has complied with the full extent of their obligations under FINRA rules, the rules of any other SRO, or securities laws. This podcast is provided as is. FINRA and its affiliates are not responsible for any human or mechanical errors or omissions. Parties may not reproduce these podcasts in any form or reference them in any publication without the express written consent of FINRA.